Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
Wieder live von ihrem Toyota-Partner mit diesem Leasing-Auftakt. Der neue Toyota Yaris-Hybrid. Ab 179 Euro im Monat, ohne Anzahlung. Seine Sicherheitsassistenten laufen mit und ja, ab ins Netz mit voller Konnektivität. Auch am Start die Toyota Team Deutschland Sondermodelle. Ohne Anzahlung geht's in die nächste Runde. Jetzt los sprinten zu Ihrem Toyota-Partner.
So we are on air now and start right now.
We're live on the air right
now.
Yeah,
right. Oh my God. Hey, KJ from Chicks Deal. Great to have you here.
Great awesome. To be here. Thanks for having me.
I was really looking forward to meet you guys because I've never seen you live because you haven't been to Europe in quite a while, right?
I think, now that's probably the toughest question. We were here last year, but we kind of did, we were here mostly for a festival in Italy that some friends of ours put on and a wedding. And so we played a couple shows and it wasn't like a really, it was just sort of a last minute kind of thing. But we haven't been doing too much out here, so it's good to be back.
You've been to Oberhausen last week, Friday?
Yeah, do you know about Nimrod Land? Yeah.
The garage or?
Well, no, we didn't play that. We played a club there.
Yeah.
The Druckluft.
Yeah.
But of course, we stayed at Nimrod Land, which is one of our favorite places on earth, you know.
I've been there, but it's a
magical world. You guys should do, a broadcast from there because it really is this magical rock and roll, you know, kind of Ramones kingdom.
Yeah, you just mentioned Nimrod Land now, and it brings me to your last EP you brought out, which is called 2012, and I think the idea is amazing. A friend of mine told me about it, that you guys have something new, and he didn't listen to Chicks Did It before, and so he told me, there's this band from Canada, they released 2012, an EP, and they're just singing about their tour in one song, and I was like... Yeah, I know Chicks Dig It, but no way, how does it work?
Yeah.
And we were listening to the EP together for the first time, and we were actually just laughing our asses off.
Oh,
so
cool,
it was amazing.
Thanks.
So, but how did you guys come up with the idea?
Well, I think for us, I mean, before that we had done an EP. Before that it was album, album, album. And I just, you know, I was a little sick of the album format a little bit. So I wanted to do something different. Well, I was just kind of like, we're always talking about, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we did this? And most of those things aren't funny or good ideas even, you know? And so we had our original guitar player, Mark, he moved away. And this was the last tour. This is the last year of touring he did with us. So I thought, you know, maybe we would write a song for every town that we played for our last shows together. And then we just, you know, other ideas sort of sprung up. Hey, let's make it longer than The Decline and sort of, you know, have some fun with Fat Mike and... Or, you know, just like different things. And then it was too long, so then we have to cut it back. And let's try and fit it on one side of a record. It was like, you know, it just seemed like every day there was a new idea that we were kind of changing, you know, or just a direction we were going in. But we did, it took us a couple years to get it down. And normally we're not really musicians at the end of the day. So we have to play with a click track in the studio. But this is almost impossible to play to a click track to because it's 25 minutes long.
And there are so many changes.
Yeah, even within the little songs themselves, you know, which is not like us at all. So we played it live. So the bass track, the bass, the drums, and the one guitar, we did live. So that's unprecedented. But that just taught us in our 40s that practice does make perfect. Took us till our 40s to figure that out, but
awesome. Yeah. And did you actually take notes? Because I can just imagine that when you're on tour, you probably won't remember everything in detail, especially years after it.
Yeah, I do take notes, and you know, just sort of, you know, yeah, just because I forget things and I want to remember things, and you know, my memory's not as good, you know. So, but yeah, I do take notes. And then there's a couple places where I was like, fuck, I can't remember anything. So I just went to Wikipedia and I found some facts about, you know, and then I purposefully put some incorrect facts in there to see if people noticed. And so.
Did you actually buy Playmobil in Düsseldorf?
That is a true story. Yes, we bought Playmobil in Düsseldorf.
Yeah,
it was actually, you know what, Playmobil 123, because my daughter was only two, I think, at the time, or two and a half, and that's the Playmobil for really little kids. So that's what I bought.
Don't you have Playmobil in Canada?
We do, but when you bring Playmobil back from Europe, there's like a, you know, that Playmobil is a special Playmobil.
Okay,
you know,
because
this is the, you know, the home of Playmobil. Yeah, you guys, you know, I don't think you realize like the effect Playmobil has had on the world, you know, so. So this is me telling you that.
Awesome. Yeah, and you learned so much listening to this record. So, I mean, you always dropped some random information you said.
Mm-hmm.
How did the songs develop? So did you just go into the rehearsing room and play it around? Or how you had first the notes, then the lyrics? Or how did it happen?
Yeah, it sort of depends on the little segment. But most of them I just was sort of like humming the town name and, I think when you have an idea for a song, it's a lot easier. Sometimes the song just kind of writes itself. And so there was a bunch of those. And then, yeah, I think it was mostly like that. And then we were like, how do we string this together? How do we, you know, it was a lot of work, you know. And and I like it. And I like that we didn't chop it up. So if you're going to listen to it, you listen to it. Everybody's got, you know, these short attention spans now. And it's like, well, there's some really good stuff kind of in the middle. So you got to sit down and listen, you know.
I think it's an amazing idea. So I'm looking forward. What's next? So do you have already like any crazy plans you're gonna do in terms of music next, or do we have to wait like another 10 years? So how?
Well, I don't. I honestly don't know. I think we reserved 3 days in the studio for that, to do the bed tracks, like the drums, and then we did it in the second take. And so we had two more days. So we recorded 14 other songs, like just the bed tracks. And so I have to go home after this trip and start finishing those. Although one of the songs
The new EP, the Fat
It's
Rec
on the,
one,
the yeah. Fat Rec one, yeah. So we did manage to finish that one. That's the only one we got done in time. So.
Awesome. But you got new stuff, so that's good to hear.
Eventually, yeah, thanks.
Will you do it on stage tonight?
I don't know. I don't know if we know how to play it. We'll give it a try. I mean, how many people are at the show?
3,000.
Oh, yeah, that's 2, the end. Yeah, no problem.
People went away because of the rain.
Oh, okay.
It rained very hardly.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. But maybe if there's only going to be 2,000 people. If there's 3,000, we wouldn't do it, but
okay,
2,000.
I will count and I will tell you.
I think 2,001 or something.
Oh, well, then that's too many.
Shit. I kill one.
So now we come to the crazy part of this interview. Stefan, you're going to explain.
Okay, here we go.
Yes, I'm doing a project about the Ramones.
Great.
Have you ever heard of this band?
No, tell me about this band, yes. The Ramones.
It's not difficult. I've got 30 lyrics of the Ramones, and okay. I would like you to read one of it.
Just read one?
Just reading, no singing or something like this.
Okay, just pick one out of here.
Yes, you have free choice.
Hi, this is KJ from Chicks Dig It. And I'm going to read some Ramones lyrics for you, or do I just... Now I want to be a good boy. I don't want to be bad. Now I want to run away from home. Now I want to be on my own. I just want to be a good boy. I don't want to be bad. Now I want to run away from home. Now I want to be sad alone. Now I want to be a good boy. I don't want to be bad. Now I want to run away from home. Now I want to be all alone now. Now I want to be a good boy. I don't want to be bad. Now I want to run away from home. Now I want to be on my own. That's a tough one because there's a lot I want to do. Yeah. Okay.
You did a good job. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah. All right. I was just reading, so.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Henk, was hältst du davon, wenn wir mal ein bisschen Werbung machen für unseren fantastischen Podcast Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Ja, aber was willst du denn da sagen?
Na, dass wir ein überragend guter Musikpodcast sind. Wir reden wöchentlich über die wunderbare Welt der Rockmusik, querbeet durch die Jahrzehnte und Musikgenres. Also was meinst du, machen wir einen Spot?
Ja, aber wozu? Wir sind doch so gut. Wir brauchen doch keine Werbung. Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Überall da, wo gute Podcasts zu Hause sind.
Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.